This is a RSBNB Update special report for September 2011, Bot Killing with Raji. Hello, everybody. We're here now with Raji. He is a bot killer who I mentioned in our previous shows. We mentioned him in passing on in the RuneScape update section. We mentioned his YouTube channel, so I hope you guys have all headed on over there and watched some of his videos. And he's here today, and he's going to give us a bit of a rundown on what those videos are, how they came about, and how you can do it yourself. So, welcome.
Hi. Don't really know what to say. But hi, everyone. Not done this before, so forgive me.
That's
fine. Yeah. So, go on.
So let's just get started in saying that you've got a pretty impressive list of bot killing videos on your YouTube channel, which I believe is youtube.com/JimmyFly06. That's correct. Okay. So you guys can head over there and have a look at those if you haven't already done that. So we're just going to jump right in here and discuss some of the bot killing videos and then get a bit of a background on how those came about and what Raji's experiences are with the botting community in RuneScape and how he's been combating them. So you'd like to start off with which video would you like to start off with?
I'll talk about the Karamja one first, I guess, because it's the easiest one to do, I guess, and it's sort of more available to more people, and it's been the most successful since, really, so I'll talk about that one. Pretty much it just involves the phishing bots at Karamja. They're pretty basic bots. They're just made to sort of fish on the dock of Karamja down at where the lobsters are.
So and then the free-to-play lobster fishing spot on Karamja there. Okay.
Just a little bit south of the volcano. Actually, I think it's south of the volcano. there's a few scorpions walking around, and there's an NPC called Styles, and they run to that NPC to note the fish, and then they just run back. But a lot of them are low level because the thing with gold farmer bots is that they want to make their accounts as quickly as possible and get them doing whatever they can to earn gold as quickly as possible. So they don't bother leveling combat because obviously they aren't combat based accounts they're fishing. So they just make the accounts and throw them in game. That's why they're all low level. Obviously you'll come across some high level ones, but you know, not very many. The majority of them are level 3 to 10, and they're very vulnerable to the scorpions. The ideal number of people to do it with is 2 or 3. Pretty much you just want to line the scorpions up so that they're going to get hit by each one of the scorpions as they either go to run there or run back, and you can normally kill them pretty easily as they're low level, and I mean, I've heard of quite a few people getting good loots from there, and there's no real way to fix it as it's based on the accounts that's set up by the gold farmers, not like the scripts themselves. And there is no real safer way. They try to run on the outside of the where the scorpions are, but a lot, you know, you can line the scorpions up so that they sort of meet them halfway. And that's pretty much the reason why. What else?
Why they're one of the easiest bots to kill. I don't know if you know, but what's the max hit of one of those scorpions, just so we can get an idea on that?
I think it's about 40 life points to 60 life points. Not entirely sure, but it's around that area. So you can 2 or 3 hit them.
That is pretty quick, and you know, you don't have to worry about hurting yourself in that case, so, well, unless you're a low-level person.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's not really advised if you're level 3 yourself, because you're probably not yourself, you know. I mean, a lot of legitimate players have have a decent combat level, unless they're skillers, of course, regardless of, you know, so it's what they're doing.
So yeah. How long have you been using this method to kill your Amder fishing lobster bots? What?
I think it was November 2010 that I discovered it. I can't really remember how I discovered it. I guess it was just sort of more of a thought process rather than, like, you know, I saw the level 3s running and thought, you know, like, just put two and two together. And it did eventually work. I think that it was probably the biggest success out of all of them. Because it's one of the oldest. I think it's my second oldest. Well, I don't really count the one before that because it was made extinct when they brought the wilderness back. Although that one still does work technically. I mean, you can stop the. I'm going on a tangent here. But yeah, the one before that I did was to do with Abyss Runecrafters, and you could hide the Zamorak mage so that the Runecrafters got lost and they just stood there. And the Revenants would eventually come and kill them. You can still do that, but you need a player to kill them.
Okay. But well,
the only thing that you get is a glory and not much else.
So that one is kind of out of date now since those were removed from the wilderness. But that would be good to watch anyways, so our listeners can watch that there. Another thing for people who might be wondering about the scorpions and the lobster bots, how exactly do you manage to pull a scorpion over without killing the scorpion yourself?
I would just not equip any weapons. I mean, just punch it, really. I mean, even if you do kill one by accident, it respawns pretty quickly, so it's not really a problem. But yeah, it's just simple as that, really. Just sort of get it aggressive on you, or, you know, just sort of drag it over and get it stuck between the trees. After you walk past a certain point, it will get unaggressive and start to walk away. So you've got to stay within that area. It's kind of hard to explain. The video sort of will explain it a little bit better. You can watch it yourself. But it is pretty easy to do, and it's good money too.
Alrighty. So that's the Karamja lobster fishing ones. Which one next?
I guess I'll explain about the Ivy woodcutting bots. That was, I would say, probably the second most successful one. It still works, but people have sort of caught on to it and don't wear as much anymore. So that they sort of, you know, they don't tend to lose a lot, but you can still kill bots with it. Simple. You need to have done the big chompy bird hunting quest, and you need an ogre bow, either a composite or a regular one, ogre arrows, and you need some ogre bellows, which you'll get during the quest anyway, but they're in Rance's chest in his cave. You just simply push the rock off the chest, which apparently is an ogre lock, which it's not really much of a lock, but it's just a rock on a chest that you move.
Yeah, well, you know, the ogres aren't exactly the smartest of races, so.
Yeah, and you just simply go to the swamp area. You need to fill the bellows up off the swamp, and simply just you need the swamp gas to fill up the bellows, because its regular air isn't thick enough, apparently.
Right. And
you use that on the swamp frogs that are around the area, and it will fill them up, like bloat them, and it's pretty easy to do. Nothing really very difficult involved in it. Just fill up the frogs, and then I think you can get three at a time max. I think it's three.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Three
down. And that's, I mean, that's why you need two people, like two people minimum to do this. Reason being is because that to actually kill them, you can't just lay frogs down. You need to sort of combo them, as we like to call it, because you need to lay down a few at a time so that they all hit them at the same time, and then they therefore die. You can't just kill them by laying down frogs, because it just hits them once, and Jagex has actually put a safety feature on it. I mean, I've asked around to see if it's bug abuse, and it's not. It's just sort of the way it was put in, so that it was a safety feature, so that people don't kill themselves while they're chomping on
you. Oh, okay.
And you need to put down a few rows of them, and it's simple as that. And you will eventually get them. If you don't get them the first time, then try again. It's that easy.
And how do you detonate the bloated frogs?
They just detonate by themselves.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing to it. You just need to wait about 30, 40 seconds and they'll detonate on their own. And just, I would lay them down in rows of three next to them. Two rows of three, like one on the, like, where they're standing, and another one like right behind them, so that there's two rows of three, and yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I missed this, but what are the ogre bow and ogre arrows for that you need for this?
Oh, I forgot to mention that. When you lay the frogs down, they will attempted to be eaten by the chompy birds. If you've done the quest, you'll know what I'm on about. The birds come down and try to eat the frogs. So you need to shoot the frogs. The birds as they come down to eat the frogs. Otherwise, they won't explode. And that's pretty much all you need to do is just shoot the birds as they come down and wait for the frogs to explode. And then as soon as your frogs explode, go back to the swamp to get the to get more frogs while your friend sets up more. So it's sort of a repetitive process, but if the bot is wearing, obviously they'll protect the top three items, but if the bot is wearing quite a lot of stuff, it can be very, very rewarding. I mean, I remember one time I got ranger boots, armadillo helm, and a dragon hatchet all in one loot. The only problem being is that if there are legit woodcutters there, that sometimes they can loot the grave of the bot that you've just killed. Annoying. We had one guy, one of my friends PM'd me the other day, one of my real life friends, that he killed a bot and some guy ran over and picked up a DFS in Fury off the floor. I was like, I would be so unhappy if that happened to me. But
wow.
Does happen.
That's the bot's own problems. Like, you know, I don't know anybody, any honest player, whatever, that would even woodcut in that kind of gear. I mean, so.
Yeah.
They're overconfident. Okay.
But it's kind of sort of, you do get the odd person mind, but a lot of them have caught on and just thought, you know, I'm not going to woodcut in gear anymore, because we have no incentive to kill them if they're not wearing anything, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You do get the occasional one that doesn't remember or sort of doesn't know about the bot killing guide that we do get. Like, I mean, I see people. My clan chat is quite active actually with bot killers. If you want to join my friends chat in game to find fellow bot killers, then feel free, because I'm always in there and there's always about 80 people in there that are always bot killing, so just go in there and ask, and there's
and
always
join that kills. You can join that at in game Raji ROGIEE.
Yeah. It's entirely up to you, but if you really want to sort of get into it, I find them as well. I've got a bunch of methods that I haven't really sort of mastered yet, but I'm sort of, when I'm not at Castle Wars, because I'm working on my trim completion escape at the minute, and whenever I'm not at Castle Wars or working on my trim cape goals, I'm sort of figuring out how to get these bot killing methods up and sorted and mastered so that I can get them on YouTube so that people can do them. One of the main things, comments that I get is, you know, why are you putting them on YouTube? The bot scripters find these and fix them. The way I see it is that, you know, it's either a few people abuse it for a short amount of time before they catch on, because within these bots that they have, all their scripts at the bottom log everything that happens on the bot, so that, you know, if they die or whatever, it sort of writes logs so that they know how they die and stuff like that. So either way, they catch on. But the way I see it is that if I upload it to YouTube, there's about 8,000 people that can abuse it really, really quickly, rather than a few people abusing it and making a little bit of money. Whereas if I upload it, then there's 8,000 people that have access to it straight away that can go out and do it and just kill as many bots as possible before they catch on and fix it, you know? And that's the way I see it. I do get a lot of comments saying, oh, you know, they're going to fix it and whatever. It's inevitable. They'll fix it anyway. But I'd rather see 8,000 people abuse it before they fix it, you know? The more the merrier.
Yep.
The more we kill these people, the better.
So, speaking of more the merrier, anything else you want to mention about Ivy before we move on to your last one?
Not really. It's quite complicated to explain. It's sort of a more, you know, you've got to see it to know how it works sort of thing. But, yeah, I mean, all you need is the bow, the arrows, the bellows, and one or two friends. The more people that you have, the more effective and quicker it is. Also, I'd like to say that if you see a bot wearing a regen bracelet, it can normally be seen like a black sort of bracelet around their wrist. It's normally visible. I wouldn't really bother with the Ivy one because it heals them quicker than you hurt them, because obviously the toads only do 10 to 20 life points worth of damage, and it would heal them quicker than you're actually damaging them. But if they're not wearing a regen bracelet, then it's very possible to do. And before they die as well, I don't know if I mentioned this, but as they die, you need to hit them with a few frogs at a time. At the same time, you need to get time it so that a couple of them explode at exactly the same time. Otherwise, it won't die, because Jagex implemented a safety feature where it, you know, it's to people's... to stop people from killing themselves while they're hunting chompies, pretty much. And you need to lay two down at exactly the same time so that they explode and it will kill the bot then. As I say, you know, it's kind of hard to explain. You've got to see it to kind of understand it.
So but just watch the video to if there's any question about it.
I mean, I'm always in my friend's chat, so if you've got a question about it, then just pop in there and ask me. If I'm not busy, which I nearly always am, but I'll try my best to, you know, answer questions wherever possible. I mean, you know, I don't deliberately ignore people, but sometimes I might not see questions asked, which, you know, I mean, as I've got a lot of people talking in there and asking questions and talking to each other about killing bots and stuff at the same time, I might not see it, or if I'm in a random event or whatever, I might not see it. So just, you know, be patient and I'll try my best to answer your questions, any questions that you have. Or I could post a thread on RSBNB forums and let people post questions on there. Will there be a thread for this?
Yes, there will be a thread when this episode goes out. I'm not sure which episode this will be in yet. Probably one near the tail end of August, I'm assuming.
All right, well, I'll answer questions on there too. So
yeah, I don't be sure to notify you where the topic thread is, so you can be active in and stuff like that.
All right, awesome.
So the last bot you want to talk about is the fruit bat bots at Castle Wars.
Yeah, this one is sort of a little bit difficult. It does have quite a lot of potential to make a bit of money, because a lot of these bots are sort of made to camp, as they have a lot of scrolls on them, and a lot of people that have, or a lot of these that I've killed actually, or that my friends have killed, have found that they have at least a couple mil worth of scrolls on them, because they just sort of set these up outside Castle Wars or outside Edgeville. It's the ones outside Castle Wars that we're able to kill, but the ones outside Edgeville you can trap. But it still is pretty good money, and it really just depends on their combat level. I think it's you've got until they're level 95 or something like that, and then they're not possible to kill with this method. There may be another one in the future for the same bot, but I mean, I'm not sure. There isn't one yet, and if there is, then it'll be on my YouTube. Pretty much what you've got to do is just... I'll start off like saying how scripted they how they're scripted and what they're programmed to do. Pretty much they bank at Castle Wars and they get out a fruit bat pouch with I don't think they touch their scrolls, but they bank papaya fruit. They pick up all the papayas from the fruit bat scroll special, and that's how we lure them. We just drop papaya fruit leading to the augurs over by Castle Wars. And if you drop one on the island, there's a little island with augurs on it. You need a rope to swing over there, but you can drop a few fruit on the island and sort of juggle them on when they get to the island so that, you know, there's always one fruit visible. Just make sure that the bot gets over there. It might take a minute or two for the fruit to appear, but... It does eventually happen, and as I've found, 100% of the bots all follow the papayas because they can't tell whether it's a rogue papaya or whether it's one that their bat has dropped. They just follow them, pick them up, and when they get to the island, they'll stand there, and obviously they can't get it, so they'll keep trying to pick it up, and the ogres will be hitting them while they're over there. But sometimes they run away to either bank their fruit, and then it breaks their pathfinder because the bot sort of remembers where the fruit is, so it goes back over to that area. That's why you need to have another fruit on the floor as the bot comes back to see it. So even if it runs away, it will keep coming back, and they'll eventually die. Obviously, the lower level bot, the easier they are to kill, but... you know, that it's still possible with like level 90s, but I think it's level 99s that you can't kill anymore. Something like that. But it's, yeah. I mean, they're pretty profitable because they drop a lot of scrolls when they die most of the time. As I say, there's a video on that guide too. If you want to see that, then you can watch that. I've been told that one's sort of more difficult to do because there's not many bots that do outside Castle Wars. I mean, you can try if you see one outside Castle Wars. I mean, I tend to see at least a few of them every day while I'm doing Castle Wars, so it just depends really on where you are. I mean, you can hop around worlds and find them. It's totally up to you.
Ogres are combat level 53, 58, and 63.
Yep.
So that's what we're dealing with here. All right. Is there anything else you want to mention on the fruit bats?
Nope. I think that's it.
All righty. So there's three methods of bot killing detailed, and if you're interested in finding out more about these or just more in general about other types of bot killing, head on over to the YouTube channel, which, as we mentioned, is youtube.com/JimmyFly06, JimmyFly06. FLY06. Alrighty. So now that we've done about the actual method of killing the bots, what made you get started with killing them rather than just going on the usual reporting names to Jagex and hoping they get banned method?
I've been into video making for quite a while. I mean, I've got videos that date back to 2006, and that's when I originally started video making. I got into YouTube, and I never really got many views until I started doing this. And as soon as I found out the Abyss method, it was like, you know, people would want to see this because they can do it themselves. And as soon as I started uploading bot killing vids, I started getting a lot of views. And I mean a lot of views, because people enjoy doing it. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people are low levels and look for a way to make money. And it's perfect because, it demotivates them from cheating themselves. Two, they think, you know, if I bot, what's to stop me getting killed by these people? Three, bots are going to get banned. And four, I can make money off doing this. So it's like sort of, you know, why not? And it's sort of win-win-win, really, because I've always been against bots because I've always done everything legit. I've never touched a bot, and I never will. I completely disagree with them. You know, if you're going to bot, you might as well just not play the game. Simple as that. You know, I just don't understand why would you pay more for a bot to play the game for you?
Yeah, yeah.
When you already
just throw your account away if you're going to do that.
Makes sense. Exactly. Just don't play the game. You're ruining it for other people. Why would you do that? And I've never understood that. So I've always been against bots, and as soon as I figured out that you could kill them, I was right on the bandwagon. I thought, you know, I'm going to start making videos of this. And I think it sort of hit a niche, because nobody'd ever done it before. And it started getting a lot of views, and people started really enjoying them. So I just kept doing them and doing them. And I mean, it might take a while to sort of get another one out, but I try my best to sort of do as many as possible. Whenever I figure them out or master them, I'll put them on YouTube for people to do. And people really enjoy it. I get quite a lot of good feedback. Obviously, I get the botters as well commenting on my vids. Like, you know, you're an idiot, or you're a nerd, or whatever, but it's, you know, I mean, that's what the block button's for on YouTube, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. So, in essence, it's just a way for you to get back to the community and your own personal way of helping with the bot problem. That's good.
Yeah.
Another thing with that, on that same track, what's the most amount of loot you ever got from one of these bots that you killed? Any of them?
I think it was about 30 mil. I think it was that Ivy bot that I told you about, to be honest. The Ranger Boots, Dragon Hatch, and the Armadillo Helmet was about 30 mil. But I've heard of people getting more. I mean, I had a Tazar bot killing method, a little while ago. That went out of date because they just stopped picking up the lobsters. The noted lobsters was sort of the lure. And the video's there if you want to watch it and how it was done. But it involved dropping raw noted lobsters. They thought that they were cooked. And what the Tazar dropped, cooked lobsters, that they can eat. So the script thought that they're picking up the lobsters from the Tazar, because it's got exactly the same name, see?
Right.
And they were picking them up and trying to eat them, but once they come, because they're not food, and you just get them out so that they run out of regular food. And try to eat the lobster that was noted, and they couldn't, and they wouldn't bank because they thought they had food, and they would just keep going and going and going until I died. And before they implemented the death system where you keep your higher value items on death, you could drop things like blessed spirit shields that would protect over like Armadillo god swords and things. And one guy came in my clan chat a few months ago saying that he got an Armadillo god sword off one of them, which I was quite impressed with. Because I never, like, although I knew it could be done, I didn't think anyone would ever do it. And I was like, wow, that's quite a good feat. And I think that's the best loot I've ever heard of anybody getting off a bot was an Armadillo Godsword.
Well, there you have it. You might not get anything. You might get Ranger Boots at a Armadillo Helmet, or you could get an Armadillo Godsword. It's really just a matter of determining what the person botting has, so there is potential in this, but it's not guaranteed. So
it's requires quite a lot of patience, because it can be the most frustrating thing at times, and yet it can be the most exciting thing at times, because it can be really stressful, but it can be really enjoyable. And it makes it worth it when you get the loot sometimes. And I mean, obviously, sometimes you're going to get crap loot and sometimes you're going to get really good loot. It all depends on how long the bot's been there, really, and how risky the guy who set the bot up is. But, you know, it can happen. And it is pretty fun to do.
Yep. Alrighty then. So now everybody we talk to in relation to bots, me, our friend UDS Cap, various guests we have on the show have their own reason about bots and the particular thing about why they're ruining the game. So let's get that perspective from you. Why are the bots ruining the game?
See, that one of the big excuses I see from these people that bot is, we keep the economy how it is. No, you don't. It's, you know, And I've seen people say that, you know, without bots there wouldn't be an economy. Of course there would. There was an economy before bots ever came around, like before free trade ever came around. And yeah, things might cost a little more, but so what? You know, I would pay more money to know that there was no bots around, you know. And I'm sure a lot of other people would too. I mean, on the Max Play forums, a lot of the threads these days are just people complaining about bots, and it's, you know, it everybody, even the Max players, are just, it's, you know, everybody's feeling it really, and the prices are just terrible at the minute because of these bots that are like doing like Sorceress Garden herbs are like plummeting, and just other things like that, and
yeah,
resources, and
that's one of the ones I felt, the herbs, because I am a farmer, and you know, I always end up with massive amounts of herbs in my bag, so it's just disappointing to have them be devalued so much.
Yep, I know exactly what you mean.
Like, for instance, the Ranner herb. Like, I remember when Ranner herbs used to be 7,000 GP plus, and what are they now? 3,100. So
yeah,
that just goes to show that.
I think the more sort of aspect of ruining the game is because it not only are they sort of farming things like flax. What, you know, I mean, nobody ever cared about the flax bots because they weren't interrupting other people's gameplay, were they? But now you see these people, these bots that are at, like, black demons and stuff like that, and it's like, you know, people slay that, and it just destroys that aspect of slay, because black demons used to be a brilliant slay task, and now they're terrible, you know? I know people that don't even bother doing them because of how bad the bot problem is there, and I can completely understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, and also, going back to speaking with monsters and the economy and botting, mm-hmm. Infernal Ashes, 2,800 GP.
Yep, exactly. It's just gold farmers. I mean, you can normally identify a gold farmer bot by a D-Med, granite plate body, D-skirt, and a whip, and an anti-fire shield, or whatever. You know, they are pretty distinctive, and you can tell who's just a player and who's a gold farmer, because those gold farmers wear that. The reason they wear that gear is because they want, you know, as I said, they want to get the accounts in-game and getting gold as quick as possible. With regular players' accounts, they don't care, so they've already got the quests done, like Dragon Slayer and things like that. With gold farmers, they don't do any quests, including Dragon Slayer. That's why they wear like granite plate bodies and stuff like that, because it's easy. You know, it's an easy replacement for a rune plate body, and a knight is not helping, so they just wear a D-med. And that's why, because it's the best defense, and yeah.
So conversely to what the bots say that they're stabilizing the economy, you'd say your primary reason that they ruin the game is, well, the economy.
Yeah, the economy and things like Slayer as well. I mean, they've ruined a good Slayer task. Like, I mean, I have no idea whether. See, I was told the other day about a Barrows bot being released, which I think is just absurd.
That would be a very annoying thing if that was to be true, but...
I've seen pictures of it, so I know it's true, but it's... Yeah, I mean, I can see Barrows armor crashing, so if you've got a lot of Barrows armor, I would suggest selling it, because it's not going to have a good price for very much longer, sadly.
Yeah, that's just... See, in 2007, I was here for that whole botting thing, and, you know, it wasn't this bad. Like, we weren't having bots running around Barrows or slaying. They were more, it was more of a gold farming problem back then, I think, but...
It was sort of flax and yew trees and fishing spots, like, things that required very little sort of script and effort.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, frost dragons and things. And then ruined, not, like, back then they didn't affect legitimate players, because... they were just farming gold. Like, they were just at spots that nobody ever cared about. Like, you know, like, if you're at a fishing spot, the amount of people at a fishing spot doesn't affect how many fish you get from it, so it never bothered people. But like with the flax and stuff, and now they're at like black demons and watch whatever else, people care because it's not only ruining the game for them, but it's destroying the prices of things that people use every day.
Yep. And you know, this also highlights something that we talked about last month in our interview with Cap, is that it's a problem with the general player base in general, because as we said in 2007, it was primarily a gold farming bot problem, but now it's just every player that wants to is using these bots, and that's what's causing the problem, and it's a problem with the general attitude of the community. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, it's just despicable. But so, whichever way you look at it, the bots are ruining the game. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. If you don't want to mention anything else with about why you think they're ruining the game, we could move on to our next thing about what we think of Jagex and this and what their position is on the bots this time around. Okay, so. You think they're losing money off the bots presently?
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of gold farmers and things use stolen credit cards, and I mean, the anti-cheating team for one of them is just one aspect of the. You know, I mean, they've got to pay the wages of the anti-cheating team, and apparently, it's pretty big, and. Stolen credit cards, I mean, court, they've got to pay for court as they're taking down bot sites and stuff. Like, people think it's easy for Jagex to take down a bot site. It is not. I mean, they have to go through so many court proceedings and legal procedures before they can take a site down. And sometimes it doesn't even happen. And they spend hundreds of thousands on it because it's not cheap at all. And that's where a lot of their money goes.
And at the end of the day, there's no guarantee that a judge will see it as a problem unless Jagex as a company can prove they're losing money off these cheating websites. Yeah. So,
and even that as well, even for copyright, like I think they tried to sue for copyright as well. I think, I can't remember which site it was. One of them got taken down for copyright reasons because it had RS in the title of it. And, I mean, it's, you know, if they could do that with all of them, then good job. But it's not easy. It's not as easy as, oh, that's, you know, you're making bots for our game, we're taking your site. That's the end of the story. Yeah. It's not like that. They've got to go through court. It's, you know, they've got to go through legal procedures, and they've got to go through a lot of sort of crap to get these sites taken down. And even then, they might spend all this money, and then at the end of the day, the sites might not come down. And it's, yeah, that's where a lot of the money goes. And, you know, to these people that say, oh, they're making money off bots, why would they want to keep bots? You know, the amount of money that they lose from trying to take these sites down, and the amount of players that actually quit because of the bot problem, they lose a hell of a lot more than they make from these bots. You know, I mean, think of the amount of legitimate players that have quit just because of the bots. There's quite a few of them. I mean, look at free-to-play now. Look at free-to-play. You come into the game, the first thing you see is people advertising gold selling websites. Yep. Why would you want to see that? That's terrible. I remember when I started playing, you couldn't see a soul in Lumbridge. It was, you know, oh.
I mean, that even happens at the Grand Exchange, so I'm imagining it's happening everywhere. So, you know, I think that is the one thing that encourages Jagex the most to fix this problem is the fact that they are losing money on this. So,
yep.
I mean, we don't see inside the company, but I am certain that they are trying to fix it and, well...
Yeah,
there's been a few posts and hidden updates and whatnot, but
I mean, although these bots aren't sort of massive, you know, sort of it is doing something, and it does show that they are sort of taking an active effort in sorting this problem out. And I think as I uploaded that vid the other day of the Frost Dragon bot bus, a lot of people were shocked that they were actually doing something about it. And because I was getting a lot of messages before that vid, you know, are they doing something? They're not doing anything, or, you know, how can you prove that they're actually doing something? I thought, you know, I really want to record one of these bot busts, because we do them every couple of days, believe it or not. I mean, the regular player base doesn't know about them because they're P-model events for various reasons. So, I mean, we can't tell anybody where they're at or anything, but they do happen every couple of days, and I do try to take part in as many of them as possible. And we do get quite a few thousand every event. Like the vid I uploaded, I think I saw a few comments that was this was like, you banned like 5 bots in this vid. I only showed various clips from the event. We actually went and cleared like 20-30 worlds at Frost Dragons. There was nobody there on 20-30 worlds after we left. Yeah, that, you know, there's other gold farmers and stuff that will come straight back the next day that might not even been logged on at that time. They just come log on the next day and just continue botting. But, you know, we did make a massive impact on them, and we are going to... That was one of our first Frost Dragon bot busts, and we will be doing more of them, because Mod Mango, who was doing the bus with us, said that they got a very positive response out of it, and they're going to deter a lot of people from botting, because a lot of those accounts aren't...
Good.
So, you know, not only gold farmers, but they are main accounts that people think that they'll get away with botting. I mean, in my vid, there was a 136 there that had a barcode name that had Mango force change, and he just kicked her out again. And it's like, you know, 136 account, that is a main account, not a throwaway.
This goes back to something we mentioned earlier. Why would you do that after putting so much time into your account? Anyways, on that same track, why does that demotivate the bots? And it's quite clear how that motivates us, but, you know, this whole bot killing thing demotivates the bots, motivates us. Is there anything behind that, or is it just something that comes with the territory?
Well, it's sort of like, you know, I mean, I think a lot of players that don't bot currently see the problems that botting causes on the game, and it they don't want to bot because, you know, they, I mean, people that are very passionate about the game, like myself and you and other people, it don't want to see the game die, because, I mean, you know, it's, I mean, I personally put a hell of a lot of time into this game, and I enjoy playing. It's just the bots that are ruining it, and I don't want to see this game die. That would be an awful shit.
I've been with RuneScape since 2004. I've covered it on the podcast since 2006 in other ways, like on RSBNB and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I do have an interest in making sure that the game is doing well. And, you know, I want the old days back before 2007, when this wasn't a problem and we could just play the game and enjoy ourselves.
Yep, exactly. I know exactly how you feel. And I think that... although I think they will have. Oh, my warrior in temple checking just got full bandos and a whip. He looks like a beast. That's pretty cool. I never even noticed that.
That gives you guys a clue as to when we're recording this.
But yeah, he's. Sorry, I went off track there. I thought that looks awesome. He's running around in bandos and a whip and kicking the crap out of things. I love that.
But, for anybody wondering, that episode is number 322, in which we talked about temple trekking updates, which has not been recorded yet at the time we're recording this interview. So, anyways.
But I think the bot killing demotivates people from botting. Well, as I said earlier, that, you know, they don't want to get caught in this themselves. Like, I mean, they see that these people are killing bots, and they're making money off it themselves, and they're making quite a lot of money, some of them. And I think they see that and think, you know, if that was me botting and somebody else did that, then I would be very upset. And I think that is part of the reason. And they don't want to ruin their own game that they play either. So
yep. And then, of course, then of course on the conversely motivates by having the option to maybe get a little bit of loot and in general helping out for the greater good. So
yeah,
all in all, bot killing's a good way to go. So do you have anything you want to close up with, Raji?
Just tell everybody that's listening, don't get into botting, because we will kill you.
Yep. So that could be our new slogan, don't bot or we will kill you. So once again, thanks Raji for taking the time to do this and providing some insight into the world of bot killing.
No problem. I appreciate the asking me to do this interview, actually. I feel quite honored to be doing an interview for one of RuneScape's best fan sites.
Oh, so, thank you for that. So once again, you can find him on YouTube at youtube.com/JimmyFly06. Full links, of course, will be in the show notes for this episode. And his RuneScape name is Raji, R-O-G-I-E-E. So
yep,
you can find him in there. Thanks, Raji.
No problem.